Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Édouard Philippe will be giving a speech in front of the Assemblée Nationale today as the Prime Minister prepares to launch the general policy of the second half of his five-year term. Today, Édouard Philippe will unveil the schedule of upcoming government reforms. This includes the bill on bioethics and access to IVF for all. At the Condé-sur-Sarthe prison, the two guards who were taken hostage by a prisoner last night were finally released around midnight. The prisoner in question has a history of psychiatric disorders and hostage taking. Last night, he said that he took the guards hostage for personal reasons, including the custody arrangements for his son after his wife asked for a divorce. The prisoner has been taken into police custody. In Besançon, the Court of Appeal will decide today on whether Dr. Péché will serve prison time. The anaesthetist is suspected of poisoning 24 of his patients. He is also accused of violating his judicial supervision by contacting people he had no right to speak to. Tobacco consumption has dropped in French collèges and lycées, according to a new survey of the French Observatory of Drugs and Drug Addiction. Tobacco rates among lycée pupils have dropped from 61% in 2015 to 53% in the past year. However, vaping is gaining ground among young people. Just over half of French high school students have experimented with e-cigarettes. And finally, in the Women's Football World Cup, the French team play against Norway tonight in Nice in the second game of the competition. Kickoff is at 9 p.m. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.